Good morning, everybody. This is the regularly scheduled 9:30 a.m. meeting of the Portland City Council meeting for the 25th of January, 2017. I'm calling the meeting to order. I'd ask the clerk to please call the roll.
Fritz. Here. Fish.
Here.
Saltzman.
Here.
Udaly.
Here.
Wheeler.
Here. The next order of business is communications. Before we begin, I just want to say a few words regarding council proceedings and maintaining decorum. The purpose of the Portland City Council meetings is to engage with the community and hear recommendation on the public's business. In order for us to hear from everyone and give due consideration to matters before the council, we must all endeavor to preserve the order and decorum of these meetings. To make sure that the process is clear for everyone, both those here and those watching on their computers or TVs, I want to quickly review some of the testimony guidelines. My hope is that these details help everybody to feel comfortable, included, and heard, and ensure that decorum is maintained. My hope is that, during the meeting, there's two opportunities for public participation. Communications, which we are at now. Communications items are the opportunity to speak briefly on any subject that you would like, but these items need to be scheduled in advance with the clerk's office. First readings of reports, resolutions, and ordinances, public testimony on these items must address the matter being considered at the time. Please state your name for the record. We don't need anybody's address. And if you're a lobbyist, please disclose that information at the start of your testimony. If you're representing an organization, we would like you to disclose that as well. Individuals will have 3 minutes to testify unless otherwise stated at the meeting. When you have 30 seconds left, you'll hear a beep, and you'll see a yellow light flashing on the box in front of you. If you have handouts for us, please give them to the council clerk over here, and she'll be happy to give those to you. Conduct that disrupts the meeting, for example, shouting or interrupting other people's testimonies or during council deliberations won't be allowed. If that behavior is seen, this guidance serves as a warning that anybody disrupting this proceeding may be escorted from the council chambers and excluded from City Hall. If folks would like to show your support or displeasure for a particular item or comment, please do so with a thumbs up or a thumbs down so that no one is disrupted, but we can see your expression. Carla, please call up the first citizen for communications today.
I'm here to disrupt this meeting.
If you're disrupting this meeting, then you are treading on other people's ability to speak. You're out of order. We're going to take a recess. Let's take a 10-minute recess.
So that we can talk about people on the streets right now.
A baby died.
So, if anybody wants to come up here to talk to the people of the city, talk to each other right now. Let's have this dialogue right now. I want to hear from the people in this group right now. Who has ways? I have ways. A lot of us have ways to help this issue right now. Does anybody in here have a suggestion with the city to help the issue of no more people dying on our streets?
Terminal 1.
Suggestions to help get people into places, into housing, into anything. Things that the mayor
within yards. The very people that are supposed to be solving homelessness have an interest in keeping it going. Think about that. There are millions of dollars involved in this. And what happens to organizations? They fight to survive.
If you want to check on that, by the way, hey, let me get back to
Ernie.
Yeah. The first day of the free,
Parents for the earthquake and having places where people can go. I signed up will get your time after the meeting. I'm freeing up time to allow that. That's completely reasonable.
And we'll start freeing up the spaces for the homeless to do that.
I'm all for that. We will work on
like now, but just fall down.
That's
right.
That's what we want to do. That's what I'm doing. So I will speak after the meeting. For those of you who wish to disrupt, please do not do this. I will clear the chamber. We need to get back to the room.
We
should
have seen the police.
Are you
going to
pay yourself the police? It's okay. Are you going to pay yourself the police? I will tell you this. If you continue to occupy the chamber and you step on the rights of the people who signed up to come here and inquire about yourself, you will be arrested.
What about the dead chamber?
So if you want to meet me after the meeting, I will be there. The rest of you want to be here and block the city council meeting and block people who signed up for public testimony to testify who will be removed.
It's the last step.
And I'm in our rights. What we said is 5 minutes reasonable. I think it is.
They only gave us 3 minutes.
They still just said you have other rights.
You're talking about loving people. You should be arrested for negligence.
Thank you.
these flowers, and maybe they'll, you know.
If anybody cares on testifying, you've got to make sure you sign up. I'm not saying I'm protecting them, they beat up because it didn't last time. But at least it's an official record.
Yeah.
I don't know who opened them. Yeah, thank you.
If you don't mind, it changes the lighting for the cameras.
That one's broken.
Thank you.
Do you want me to shoot it?
Thank you.
Who wants to be a soldier?